99.1 FM Talk.
Fox News and live FM Talk Radio. KKFT 99.1 FM Talk. And live right now with your calls.
The Weekend on News Talk 99.1 and 92.3 FM.
Hello. John Potter live and local on your Saturday till noon. Current Reno temperature is perfect, 70 degrees. With us in studio to take your questions is Patricia Wood, the local reverse mortgage specialist with American Pacific Mortgage. Reverse mortgages, primarily FHA-insured HECMs, allow you, the homeowner age 62 and older, to convert equity into cash without making monthly mortgage payments. Hi, Patty.
Hi, good morning, John. How are you?
This is a question that somebody asked me.
Okay.
How is a reverse mortgage better than a home equity line of credit? Because a lot of people I know have these home equity lines of credit. It's like their parents did it, so they got it. How
right.
is reverse and mortgage better?
Well, the reverse mortgage is better, first of all, because you don't have to make a monthly payment on it. The HELOCs, which is the abbreviation for Home Equity Line of Credit, you must make a payment on it every month. And, you know, if you get a fixed rate, then it's fixed at a certain. If you're on adjustable rate and the rate goes up, then your payment's going to go up. So that's, you know, something that's very different from the reverse mortgage. When you do a reverse mortgage and you pull equity out of the house, you never have to make a monthly mortgage payment at all. Never. Until you pass away, then your heirs or your estate would take care of paying off whatever funds you've taken out of your equity. That's the biggest thing. The other thing is most HELOCs, they have a 10-year, you know, it's good for 10 years, whereas a reverse mortgage is good for your whole life. So if you take it out when you're 70 years old or 65 years old and you live to be 95 or 100, you never have to make a monthly payment. And that's the beauty of the reverse mortgage versus the HELOC.
It's like set it and forget it.
Correct. One and done.
Yeah, you're not going to get a bill.
Nope. You pay your property taxes and insurance, and which you would have to do anyways with a HELOC. And so it's, you know, that's the beauty of the reverse.
It is beautiful, Patty.
I think so.
It really is. Okay. New article out today. Headline reads, reverse mortgage borrowers are showing up too late. Article reads, GreenPath data suggests more seniors are arriving later in the financial cycle, limiting flexibility for loan structuring. A growing share of older homeowners turning to reverse mortgages, 21%, are already financially strained, a sharp increase from 12% the prior year. Well, that shows how rapidly popular reverse mortgages are getting, but do you lose a bit by waiting too long?
Well, in my personal opinion, I have seen that if people would have done it a couple years ago, all of you know, we all say woulda, shoulda, coulda, but some people don't learn until they get strapped. They get themselves in a situation where it's like, okay, I need to fix this problem.
That's why.
And that's what happens is that, you know, they've dipped into their, they've used their credit cards for spending. They've dipped into their retirement funds. And now all of a sudden they're maxed out on their credit cards. They're down to next to nothing on their investment funds. And so they say, okay, what's my only option at this point? And you're right. It's kind of, you know, that's your only option. For a lot of people, I have shown them, you know, but it's a good option for them. Because when I show them, hey, you're still making payments on your credit card. Let's pull equity out of your home. You're not going to take your home with you. Take the equity out of your home.
You,
get that
you mean
credit card.
Take with you to the
when it's
up
your,
above.
That's right. When you expire, when the good Lord calls you home. So when you expire and you're no longer there, but in the meantime, it's like every month you're still struggling because you've borrowed on your credit cards. Well, now you have these payments you have to make. And then you've used up all your investment accounts or, you know, you've had to pay penalties on that. When you get a reverse mortgage, there is no penalty. You don't have to pay taxes on the money that you pull out. You don't have to pay a monthly mortgage payment. All that money is, you know, it goes, you get to take it out, and then the lender keeps track, obviously, of what you owe. Mm-hmm. And then with the compound interest, when you expire, who cares? You're gone. But you now have lived a better life and less stressed, so you get to live longer, because we all know that stress is going to kill you if you're too stressed out. And that's the beauty of the reverse mortgage.
Well, you can get it when you're 62. I think what this article means is here, these people are spending years paying their mortgage payments, and they finally get a reverse mortgage at like 66 or 68. Well, they spent the past couple of years using up this money for mortgage payments when they could have gotten the reverse mortgage at 62 and probably saved a bit of money in their present life. I think that's what the article says there. And you brought up a new program where you can get some form of a reverse mortgage before you turn 62.
Yes, right? We have proprietary loans that if your home is valued over, it's got to be valued over $450,000. If it's valued over $450,000, then we have proprietary, which are private investors, so they're self-insured, and you only have to be 52 for that.
Oh, my gosh.
However, you must have a lot of equity in the property, and the interest rate is a lot higher. So these are for people that really need money, you know, somebody that really needs money, or somebody that wants to pull out money out of their home
and make
investments in other areas. That's, you know, when you're doing a reverse mortgage at 52, that is pretty young, because most people these days are working till they're 65 or maybe 68, whatever. I know for myself, you know, I used to say, oh, I'm going to work until I'm 70 because I'm going to be young and be able to do this. And I just turned 65 back in May. Mm-hmm. And I enjoy what I do so much that, you know, my husband wants to retire, and he's going to retire. And we've talked about it, and I'm not going to retire, you know, at 65 or 68 or who knows, just because I really enjoy what I do. I love helping people. I am so, you know, behind my reverse mortgages. I've helped so many people, and I know that it's a very good product for a lot of people that are struggling or maybe want to invest in something else, or, you know, we've talked about before. There's so many things you can do with the funds out of your equity that's just sitting there. You know, yes, as values go up, you gain more equity when you own your house outright, or if you're paying on a loan and the loan balance goes up and you are gaining more equity. But it's like, why not really use that equity and pull out some equity and put it in other investment accounts where it's, you know, going to make you more money?
I know now this is me talking and what I think. And this sounds risky, but it really isn't. To get the lump sum payment from the reverse mortgage and put it in the frickin' stock market. Look how it's done. I know I sound like Gordon Gekko here, but honestly, over the past 10, 20, 30, 40 years, okay.
And you know what? I agree with
it's
you.
It's better than the casino.
Well, that is true. But the thing is with stock, you really have to program your mind. This is a long-term investment, and because it does go up and down and up and down, it's like a yo-yo, you know, but when it goes down, buy. When it goes up, if you need some money, sell it. You know, you if you're going to invest in the stock market, you have to follow it, and you have to not, you know, oh, I lost, you know, $100,000 today. No, you didn't, because you invested $20,000 and might have gone up to $120,000, and now sure. It's back down. So you didn't lose it because you didn't take it out. But if you would have exercised your right to take it out, you know, you just have got to know the stock market and follow it and get familiar.
You don't lose if you don't sell. And if you look at the big, huge picture, if you look at that graph from the 70s, 80s, 90s, and just watch that graph, wide picture. It is a huge return.
Right. And, you know, it's kind of like the reverse mortgage. I feel if you take money out and you're, you know, it's like, Maybe you take it out in one lump sum, like you say. The difference is when you take out one lump sum, now you have a higher loan balance. So if for somebody that was going to get a line of credit of $150,000, let's just say, versus taking out a whole $150,000, then, you know, you could draw. I would only take out $50,000, invest it, and see how it's doing. And then, you know, because the interest is only going to compound on the amount that you take out.
That's right. Yeah.
So why not use your money wisely and watch the interest rates? And when interest rates come down, then go ahead and take out some more money. That's...
Well, it's good timing, too, for a reverse mortgage. The Fed, they kept interest rates the way they are. Didn't raise them, didn't lower them, but they're still relatively low. I think they're lower than a couple of years ago or last year. Yeah.
Yes. So they're down to, you know, they're ranging between 6.25% and 6.5%, which is good. And that's steady if, you know, especially when you're our age. I've lived through much higher interest rates.
Why?
But we've just been so spoiled for, you know, the last 15 years of getting down so low. I think that it would be, I think we should all be very happy if we can get it down in the fives, but you know, six is kind of like a norm.
So. Well, the Fed agreed that, they're looking at an increase come at least by December. So this is good timing to get the reverse mortgage now before they raise the rates, and they're going to raise them because, inflation. So there you go.
Okay. But again, just to remind you, it doesn't matter what the interest rate is for you to pull money out, because what it's going to, yes, it's going to take up more of your equity in the long run, but once you get a line of credit out of, let's say, $100,000, $150,000, that line of credit stays, that's yours. So it doesn't matter if the interest rate goes from 6 to 10 even. There is a cap on it, by the way. But if it were to go up, you're not making a payment. So who cares? When you're dead and gone, that's when your estate will have to, you know, get less money. But who cares? If you're living a better life for you and you can help out a family member that needs help now and you can see where their inheritance is going.
What you could do with the money is limitless. And then,
yeah. I mean, that's just a beautiful thing.
Okay. We'll take a break. This part, we'll ask you if you have questions to give us a call. 775-884-9910. Local reverse mortgage expert Patricia Wood is here with us for one more segment on 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk, time 1019.
The Talk of Northern Nevada. Speak out, 884-9910. FM News Talk, 99.1.
Did you know you can tap into your home equity with a reverse mortgage and never have to make a monthly mortgage payment? If you have questions regarding a home equity line of credit versus a home equity conversion mortgage, I have the answers. Call me, Patricia Wood, with American Pacific Mortgage. I have over 17 years of experience in working with clients age 62 and over. I'm your local reverse mortgage specialist. Call me at 775-954-0366, NMLS 243-849.
Your garage door doesn't have to look plain.
Celebrate America's 250 early at the Crown Point Restaurant at the historic Gold Hill Hotel in Virginia. Celebrate America's 250 early at the Crown Point Restaurant at the historic Gold Hill Hotel in Virginia City. Make reservations today for their very special wine dinner, Thursday, July 2nd. This evening is built around incredible food, perfectly paired wines, and the unique atmosphere of Nevada's oldest operating hotel. Chef Matt has personally crafted a five-course menu, including creative appetizers, fresh BLT salad, a vibrant scallop dish, handmade stuffed pasta, and more. Each course is paired with selected wines designed to enhance and spotlight flavors while creating a truly memorable dining experience. If you love great food, great wine, and historic Nevada charm, this is a night you won't want to miss. Reservations are limited, so make plans now. Visit goldhillhotel.net or call 775-847-0111. That's 847-0111.
Did you know that Nevada has one of the highest rates of cremation in the nation? At Simple Cremation, we built a company to focus solely on that statistic. At Simple Cremation, we give you exactly that. Affordable price for just what you need. Plan ahead today and lock in today's prices. Payment plans starting at $35 a month. Simple Cremation, Reno's trusted choice. Call us at 324-3720 or visit our website at simplecremation.us.
Your garage door doesn't have to look plain. Create one that'll have your home looking fantastic with George & Sons Garage Doors. Build and personalize your garage door, and George & Sons will make it come to life. Right now, get $250 off any new two-car garage door and $150 off any new one-car garage door. Call today, 775-324-DOOR, and check out georgeandsonsdoors.com.
Why pay more? Call 324-DOOR, George & Sons Garage Doors.
What does America mean to you?
America for me is still the land of the free and the home of the brave. My dad's dad jumped ship in Philadelphia. A boy from Sweden became an American citizen. My dad's older brothers fought in World War II. I grew up overseas in the Middle East where it meant something to be an American. People wanted to be like us and they recognized the good things we have done in the world to free people from tyranny.
Nevada's FM News Talk.
It's Eric Erickson here on FM News Talk 99.1.
99.1 KKFT.
This is what I think.
Talk that matters most. FM Talk 99.1
and 92.3 FM.
So you like my shirt too?
I do like your shirt.
I think more men should wear their wives' shirts. I'm sorry if most of the audience of this radio station probably is up in arms right now, but let's start a trend here. Guys, come on. Why should she have the good stuff?
And what did you learn? What did I teach you today?
Well, I don't need to be taught. I already know these things.
Oh, but remember I told you the buttons on the women's shirt are on the right-hand side, and buttons on the men's shirt are on the left-hand side.
Who made up that rule?
You're
right. It was awkward buttoning this shirt because I'm thinking something's off here.
I told you about that, John, while we were talking about it before.
Yeah, see? Anyways. Wow. No, it's quite lovely.
Yeah,
it's got pineapples on it though, John.
I'm going to shop in the ladies department. Does it really?
Yes, those are pineapple and some of them are upside down, so you better be careful.
Well, you know more about that than me.
Okay.
This is Patricia Wood. She is the local reverse mortgage specialist with American Pacific Mortgage. So tell me, you have helped so many people, and I'm so curious to know some of their stories, you know, without giving names, of course.
Yes, wow.
But how did these reverse mortgages really change their lives for the better and give them so much better quality of life?
Well, you know, I've had a few situations that's actually very sad. You know, if somebody loses a spouse, and if they've been married for, you know, longer than 20 years, it just seems like I have helped a lot of men that the women handled all the finances or vice versa. Mm-hmm. You know, their spouse handled all the finances, and now here they are. They have one less paycheck coming in, which is huge. And, you know, they thought maybe it was a great idea to refinance 3 years ago, but now guess what? They pulled out money for their refinance. So now they have this huge mortgage that she's, you know, strapped to pay, barely making it. And so when we do a reverse mortgage and pay off that mortgage for her, so she has an extra $1,500 or $1,600 a month in her pocket, that's huge. That's been really helpful. I've had people, in fact, I'm closing one right now where they're helping their daughter. Their daughter started a new company. And so they wanted to invest in her company for her. And so they pulled out some of their assets, you know, liquid cash, and are helping their daughter get her company up and running. That's been a good thing. I've had other grandparents that have did a reverse mortgage so they could help with a college fund. You know, they know that college is becoming more and more and more expensive. And it's, you know, or even a trade school. If your grandchildren don't want to go to college, but they want to go to be, you know, some type of an engineer or electrician or this or that, and they want to go to a trade school, that costs money too. And so most of the time, people that don't think that they can afford college, so they go, they pick a trade school to go to, well, that still costs money. It's still expensive. So I've had lots of grandparents help their grandchildren or help their children buy a house. You know, that's another thing. I've had families where maybe the wife, you know, her husband has been ill, but he's not so ill that they decide that they're going to pull out $20,000 and take their kids and their grandkids and go on a trip somewhere. You know, let's all go to Hawaii or let's go down to Cabo and sit in the sun for 10 days and just build up some memories. So when dad does pass away, we have some great memories. So there's just endless ways to use the reverse. And I feel so blessed a lot of times, especially if I can help somebody that is struggling even to buy medication every month. I mean, it's just so sad to me. So sad. But that's just a little bit of the people, you know, divorce situations. That's another thing. You know, I also have divorce situations where maybe the wife wants to keep the house, but now she's got to pay off her husband, her ex-husband. And so she's able to do a reverse to pull out enough money so that he can go on his merry way with his cash and she keeps the house. So there's just, you know, all different scenarios.
I know a lot of sad stories about people who pass away and they leave behind a house that has a lot of equity in it, or it's paid off totally.
Right.
And where does it go after they pass away?
Especially if they don't have children. Do you know that it goes back to the state?
It goes back to the state. Yeah. It goes to whoever he put in his will, or maybe
he didn't have a will.
Maybe he didn't have kids. I mean,
right.
It looks like such a waste that here he scrimped and saved in his senior years,
right,
when he could have used all of this money that it just goes wherever, to no need after he passes away. Maybe the kids don't want his house, you know. Maybe the kids are doing fine. Maybe he doesn't have kids.
Right.
And in that situation, it's just a terrible waste of opportunity and what could have been a lot of joy and fun in his or her life after they pass up.
That's true.
I feel like I'm a preacher here about that. But no, I feel for that because I know, like you know stories, I know stories too.
Right. I think we all can, you know, reflect on over the years, you know, different things that have happened maybe in our lives or our friends' lives or this or that. And hopefully it makes us make wiser choices as we get older, because so many of us, you know, like I said, my mom passed away at 83. I'm now 65. So I'm going to be super excited if I live past 20 more years. But you know how fast 20 years goes? I mean, that just, it seems like the older we get. I mean, look, we're already in the middle of June. I mean, that's just crazy to me.
I know.
I mean, it's like, you know, the days just go by so fast. And so I want to enjoy every single day and live life to the fullest. And,
oh, yes.
You know, if I need money and I want to pull it out of my house, that's just the easiest thing to do.
I'm a big proponent of dying broke. I think I'm a big proponent of the high life in your last years.
Absolutely.
I don't want to leave anything behind.
We've worked so hard. It's like, let's play hard.
Yes, and life is so damn short.
Yes, I know.
All right. Well, now that I cheered everybody up. Patricia Wood, how can people contact you to get the big payoff from a reverse mortgage?
Well, you could do one of two things. You can either email me at Patricia Wood with the @ AP mortgage spelt out .com. That's Patricia Wood at APMORTGAGE.com. That's my email address.
Can't we just Google Patricia Wood?
You could. Patricia Wood Reverse Mortgage Reno.
There you go.
And my phone number is 775-954-0366. And call me with any questions. John will also tell you, I'd love to run numbers for you and just show you if this is an option. Maybe it's not an option. Maybe you don't like the fees. Maybe you don't You know, maybe it's not going to work for you today, but it might work for you down the road.
She comes to your house and there's no cost for her help.
No.
And if it doesn't work for you, she'll tell you.
Right.
That's my experience with you. All right, Patricia Wood.
Thank you, John. So okay, right. Have a great weekend.
All right, dear. Gonna break for Fox News, 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk. FM News Talk time, 10:30.
Fox News, at the top and bottom of every hour, 24/7. This is Northern Nevada's FM News Talk Radio, 99.1 KKFT. It's 10:30.
News. I'm Paul Stevens. There are contradictory statements coming from the Middle East regarding the status of the Strait of Hormuz tied to alleged ceasefire violations.
The Iranian government says they've closed the Strait of Hormuz once again because of what they say are repeated violations of the ceasefire. Then to counter that, CENTCOM put out a post on X. CENTCOM says all traffic is moving through the strait as it's supposed to be.
Fox's Bill Malugin at the White House. The U.S. with a 2-0 win in the World Cup, topping Australia on Friday.
After factual review, the goal scorer was not in offside position.
And the building shakes in Seattle.
On Fox, that review and a goal, making it 2-0 for the U.S., the final score. Now they move to the knockout round. America is listening to Fox News.
My name is Mary, and before Restore, I didn't have a lot of energy. I needed a CPAP to sleep, and I still would not wake up refreshed. I've had asthma all my life, and while it was improving, I still was on quite a bit of medication. Whenever I'd get sick, it would last pretty long with me. I was probably one of the biggest things is that I tend to respond emotionally, and so I would take things very personally. And I would eat emotionally, you know, stressfully. That was all before Restore.
There are formulas for weight loss, autoimmune disorders, hair, skin, and nail health, and more, all based on the restorative benefits of amino acids.
So yes, Brain Health Formulas product Restore has just drastically changed my life. I feel the best I've ever felt ever in my life.
Get Brain Health Formulas. Call 775-634-7789.
This is Gabby from Master Service Plumbing. Family owned and operated for 39 years. At Master Service Plumbing, our son Josh answers the phones, Mark runs the crews, and I keep the whole thing from coming unraveled. We pride ourselves on our quality craftsmanship and guarantee our workmanship 100%. From our family to yours, thank you for choosing Master Service Plumbing. Call 851-1444. That's 851-1444.
Since 1948, Wharton Hardware and Supply has earned the trust of contractors nationwide. Now, that experience and reliability is here in Northern Nevada. Still, Toro and Honda products, they'll make sure you get what you need. Check out their full line of contractors' equipment, concrete forming supplies, and showroom. Wharton's not only stocks a full line of Still, Toro, and Honda equipment, Wharton's is also an authorized repair center. Stop in at 40 Industrial Parkway in Mound House to see their full line of equipment for rent, for sale, and repair.
Hey, Mario, what's she eating?
Pizzava.
What?
Pizzava. You ain't never heard of pizzava.
It looks like pizza to me.
Oh, Madonna, you don't know what you miss.
Where do you find that?
They have two locations, one at the corner of McCarran and East Prada in Sparks, and one in Midtown in Reno. Late night delivery until 3 a.m. from Midtown.
Now that's my dinner time.
Hey, every day, all year, making pizza and more, like Mama does from scratch. Fresh everything. No bigger chain telling them what to do. The everyday best pizza. Pizzava.com.
Our friends at Brothers Windows are 9 brothers and sisters,
always committed to their customers' complete satisfaction.
And they've installed over 1 million windows, and 60% of their customers come from referrals. So many 5-star reviews.
60% of their customers come from referrals. That's amazing. You see, the lifetime warranty on installed windows at Brothers Windows actually means something. Their warranties and guarantees actually mean something.
They have integrity pricing with no surprises. Get a free, no-pressure estimate. Never any sales pressure from Brothers Windows. Just great products and great installation.
And you can still take advantage of Brothers Windows' best financing plan ever. 24 months of 0% interest. That's 2 years of no interest on approved credit.
And you can get up to $1,000 off beautiful new windows and increase the value of your home. So don't wait. Go to brotherswindows.com for a zero-pressure estimate. Just great information from great folks. Go to brotherswindows.com. That's brotherswindows.com.
FM Talk Weather. Temperatures just a little bit above our seasonal average. Not much. Staying generally in the 80s. By the upcoming week, though, that's going to change with low to mid 90 degree weather through most of the week with plenty of sunshine. Since a car can't repair itself, you need safety without compromise, service without excuses, on time and on budget. Trust A-Master Mechanic for everything automotive. Sundays at 7, Dave Ramsey, 99.1 FM Talk.
The FM, news and talk of Northern Nevada. 92.3 FM Talk for Mason and Smith Valley. In Reno, Carson, and Douglas County, 99.1 FM Talk.
Okay, so in Reno, our current temperature is 72 degrees. A beautiful day for a radio program. I'm John Potter, live and local each and every Saturday from 9 to noon. On the phone, if you folks are familiar, there is this awesome place in Gold Hill, Nevada, not far from Virginia City. It's the Gold Hill Hotel. And on the phone, we have with us Matt Farig, who is, sir, are you, what, the chef? Hi, Matt.
I am. I am the executive chef. Hi, John. How are you?
All right. Well, so much to talk to. But with you, the reason we're online with you here is because you have this big, amazing wine dinner coming up. Tell us all about it, Matt.
I do. I've got an amazing way to kick off our 250th anniversary of America by doing a wonderful summer wine dinner. Five courses paired perfectly by our local wine connoisseur Smitty, who a lot of people know and love. It's beautifully paired. I'm starting off with in a mousse of a gazpacho, and then moving into a fresh BLT salad with a warm bacon vinaigrette and a poached egg. Our second course is a scalloped aguachile. And then for the entree, I'm going to be doing some hand rolled anelotes, stuffed with, some ricotta and mascarpone and herbs. And then for dessert, we're going to finish that off with a berry galette and some house made gelato. So great way to kick off the July 4th weekend.
Man, I'm drooling over here. tell us a bit about yourself, Matt.
I've been in this industry a long time. I actually believe I was on this show about 8 years ago with an old boss of mine. I've been doing this about 30 years. I've been local. I moved to the area in 2018 and just kind of, you know, I've, worked at Cucina Lupo or, you know, I've been up at the lake, but mainly I private chef and most importantly, I think I'm at the best. I'm pretty lucky to be working at the venue I'm at right now. This place is amazing. It's got so much history.
I know. Well, how would you describe the Gold Hill Hotel? I have my way of describing it. I've been there a couple of times. I've spent overnight there, had a delicious dinner. I watched one of your speakers one time there. Give us a fair fantastic description of the Gold Hill Hotel in Gold Hill.
If you picture old Western hotel, that's exactly whatever you're envisioning is exactly what we are. You know, we've got the beautiful old brick, you know, we're surrounded by, old mines, you know, just this whole area has just got so much rich history. And we're actually lucky. One of our bartenders is a local historian. So if you got any questions, you want to know anything, you just come talk to Taylor over at the bar and she'll happily answer any of your questions about local history.
Well, you know, Virginia City, as much as I love it, it's very very, you know, touristy, commercialized. The Gold Hill Hotel is kind of like it's its own property. It's a short train ride. You can take a short train ride from Gold Hill to Virginia City. It's but you're all by yourself there, so you're surrounded by untouched things. The environment is the way it was in the 1800s all around you. The hotel itself, my gosh, how old is that hotel, by the way, Matt?
Let's see, 1859 is when it was built. It was 1859 or 1861. We're coming up on like 160 years.
Well, you have 12 rooms that you rent out. You have two cabins available to rent. It is is this true, the oldest hotel in Nevada or the oldest operating hotel in Nevada?
It's the oldest running hotel in Nevada.
Okay. All right. And apparently very, very haunted, historic ghost tours every Thursday. What are these ghost tours like?
I mean, honestly, I've never had the opportunity to participate in one, but just because I'm cooking for everybody for them. But, you know, we have great turnouts. We do them twice a month. There's three Thursdays in the month, then we do them three. And they're very popular. You know, we have two different tours each night, one that starts at 7, and then the other one starts at 8. So get your reservations in.
And is it haunted, really? Come on. Is it, Matt?
We definitely have activity there.
Okay, for sure. So these ghost tours, you don't have like strings attached to the curtains and a tape player.
No, hiding. You know, it's funny you mentioned that. We have so many skeptics that come in here, right? And one of the guys that does the tours is happy to. The first thing he tries to do is debunk everything. So you know, they really do it right. It's the Northern Nevada Ghost Hunters that come and do the tours.
I slept in a room there with, it was on the second floor of the big house, and there was an inside balcony overlooking the bar, and I slept in there. I slept like a baby. Ghosts, they don't want to mess with me.
Good for you.
Yeah. last I heard, okay, the mining company owned the Gold Hill Hotel until how recently?
I don't want to speak out of line because I'm not 100% on that, but I believe it's been 5 years.
Okay, so over that time, the Gold Hill Hotel has been kept up?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we were just on Colo 8. We had won a grant with American Express to do some upkeep. So we just renovated, not renovated the rooms, but we just did some swap outs on some new items in the rooms, some new chairs. I got some new kitchen equipment. So we just update the best that we can, and we keep it as true to what it was back in the day. We try to keep it as true to that today.
A group of friends and I, we got the basic tour there, and some of those rooms in the big house were huge. But the cabins look like amazing places to stay. I don't see ghosts. I see romance when I look at the place. We were in a second floor suite in the main house, and your employee pointed out another building as we looked out the window. It looked like a renovated garage of some sort, now a room. And he said, that is really haunted.
yes, he was talking. That's the miner's cabin.
The miner's cabin.
Yeah, notorious. That's our most popular cabin as well.
And people want, they want the most haunted place to stay in. That's the one
exactly
I would stay away
want.
From. But the miner's cabin, I like the two romantic cabins look amazing. It's a popular wedding venue there. And I imagine you being the chef, you have to cater any event. What kind of events do you host at Gold Hill Hotel?
It's mostly weddings. I'm actually doing one this morning. but it is mostly weddings. I mean, we do business events. We do charity. We've held charity events here as well. We've got a very, not a very large space, but we can accommodate, you know, very large parties. And our wedding venue is the view is incredible. The food that we do here is obviously I'm biased, but we do everything right here. We've got an incredible staff that helps put everything on.
Well, I can tell you as a lifelong fanatic of the TV show Gunsmoke, 1 o'clock every day, folks, me TV, 1 o'clock in the afternoon. I'm always home to see Gunsmoke. And that is the Gold Hill Hotel to me. That is Dodge City to me. And I picture Matt Dillon and Chester and everybody, Doc and Kitty, of course, at the Gold Hill Hotel. It's been a pleasure talking with you. How can, before you go, tell us how people can sign up and be at this wine dinner.
Go to Gold Hill hotel.net or follow us on Facebook, and you can follow the links through there as well.
God bless you, Matt. I hope to run into you. We keep saying we got to go back there, so I will see you soon, my friend.
I look forward to it.
All right, Matt, thanks for taking the time to call us and letting us know about a great thing. I appreciate that.
I appreciate
you. All right, sir. I'm John Potter, live and local, back in a few. We have an open segment, I believe. And so I can take your calls, 884-9910, or you can text. We're going to take a break, be back shortly. 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk, time 1047.
FM Talk, radio, 99.1, KKFT.
Coming up after the break,
where Northern Nevada comes to talk. That some achieve great success is proof to all that others may achieve it as well. Abraham Lincoln.
A penny for your thoughts, presented by Lincoln Heating and Air. For air conditioning assistance, call 359-1985 or visit our website, lincolnheating.com. I'm Robert Quirk, owner of Lincoln Heating and Air, and my pledge to you is to make every penny count.
Are you on a residential septic system? Well, Northern Nevada's best, Bonanza Septic and Jetting Solutions, now has 24-hour online booking. Just go to bonanzaseptic.com and click the Book Residential Pumping Now button. Answer a few questions for pricing and dates. Select a time, and they'll take care of the rest. Bonanza Septic is there for you with fast, reliable service. bonanzaseptic.com.
Thank you, Northern Nevada, for making us number one in the number two business.
When you trust someone with a loved one's care, that trust matters. Here's Joe Yates of Yates Law.
You trust a nursing home to protect the people you love, but too often injuries happen behind closed doors. At Yates Law, we handle nursing home abuse and neglect cases, including falls, bed sores, medication errors, dehydration, and physical abuse. If a facility failed to provide proper care, they may be legally responsible and strict deadlines apply. If something doesn't feel right, don't ignore it. Document and preserve the conditions, then call Yates Law. If you or a loved one has been abused or neglected, don't wait. Call me, Joe Yates, at 775-515-4401. That's 515-4401, or find us at yateslawpc.com.
Yates Law, protecting your loved ones, protecting your rights under Nevada law. Experience matters when it matters most.
Temperatures just a little bit above our seasonal average, not much. They generally in the 80s. By the upcoming week, though, that's going to change with low to mid 90 degree weather through most of the week with plenty of sunshine. Since a car can't repair itself, you need safety without compromise, service without excuses, on time and on budget. Trust A-Master Mechanic for everything automotive. Sundays at 7, Dave Ramsey, 99.1 FM Talk.
Live and local on 92.3 FM Talk in Smith and Mason Valley, 99.1 FM Talk, and 99.1FMTalk.com.
Everything local, that's what we do here on Saturdays, 9 to noon. I'm John Potter, live and local. Current temperature in Reno, 73 degrees. Great article from News 4 yesterday. Headline, Truckee River Path gated and locked next to City Hall. Who blocked public access? By Joe Hart. And the article reads, in the Ask Joe file, a viewer pointed out access to the popular Truckee River Path in downtown Reno, which is part of the Tahoe Pyramid Trail, is off limits to the public for a one-block section not far from City Hall. Now, the Tahoe Pyramid Trail is a huge, it's a multi-use path that runs all the way from Lake Tahoe to Pyramid Lake. It connects also Reno and Sparks, except for this one block section in downtown Reno, which is gated off, iron gates. You can't get through. Joe writes, I checked it out and found the gates are locked up tight even during daytime hours on either side of the AT&T building. What in God's name do they do in that building? Anyway, the city of Reno says another business has put up a gate on the Lake Street side of the path, closing off access for that entire block. But that path is supposed to be open for public access during park hours. But when Joe stopped by to look, that one block section is closed off. Do business owners have the right to close off a section of that public path? I say, heck no. The article says, quote, city officials say they are working with the businesses in that area to develop a long-term solution. Oh, my gosh. Just tear the thing down. Can you get anything done at City Hall? Well, okay, so as much as I'm upset about this, it's not just there. I don't know about you, but I walk around a lot, and I am seeing new locked gates blocking public access everywhere. I used to love running the Steamboat Ditch Trail. Now, last time I tried, I gave up after a while, but last time I ran it, I saw at least three homes that put up gates blocking access. You know, it's these out-of-towners buying a home and wanting nobody around them, I guess. Very unneighborly. And this is another way to say that as a, here's another situation we're in, and it's another way to say as a taxpayer, I am disappointed in our Washoe County schools. I know, again, I guess it's policy now to lock up their running field, their jogging tracks to the taxpaying public. I always used to run those from the 1970s on, usually at Reno High. And then up until COVID, I loved running that track at Wooster. All my running friends used to run those beautiful padded tracks at our schools. They're very nice. You know, when school was not in session, of course, that's where we would go. We would go running there, my little group of running people. And now the running tracks are locked up. I think it started during COVID, and now that's given them the excuse to keep us taxpaying riffraff off their field that we paid for. School is out for the year, and Wooster has chains in front of the entrance gate saying you need a permit to enter. A permit from who? Why? What is the issue here? This is what we do is good, healthy, law-abiding activity. And it just comes off like a big F you to those of us who have always supported you, the schools. And the big picture is freedoms and public access taken away. Man, if I were still on TV, I would make such a deal over this. Now I'm calling Ask Joe. Oh, the good old days, early 80s. And I can remember, I lived across the street in the early 80s. I lived across the street from UNLV in Las Vegas. I was in Vegas for 10 years. And yeah, I lived across the street in a beautiful little townhouse right across the street from UNLV on Harmon Avenue. And that big, beautiful, soft surface red track that they had, I used to get up and run every morning there. You know, when I got up and the planes would be landing right above my head. Those take me back, you know. Doesn't everybody have a take me back year? Take me back to 1982. You know, if I'm not here next Saturday, that's where I went. I don't know if I have time for, well, no, I don't have time for that. Okay. Craig, how's it going out there in Carson City?
It's a beautiful day down here, John.
Isn't it? Isn't it? It's incredible. It's beautiful.
I think we're about 74, 75 right here, right now.
Yeah.
And yesterday was a very humid. I could tell there were storms in the future yesterday because I walked outside at my apartment, or rolled outside, and was almost had to go in and take a shower or get a towel and dry off. It was so humid.
And we had a big downpour, I guess. Sparks, I guess, flash flooding.
Yeah, in one hour's time, we received 8 emergency alert systems regarding the thunderstorms.
Oh. Yeah, I saw those. Well, I'm looking at the 8-day forecast here, and it's all sunshine here. I thought we were going to have a chance of thunderstorms today, but I guess that's passed. So, sunshine, it's a good day for a car wash, folks.
Yeah, make it rain.
The first cloud is going to show up, I guess, next this coming Friday. So we are really in the clear. I cannot wait. I hope the boss isn't listening, but I can't wait to get out of here and have a great time. Okay, so coming up, we have Adam Carolla. He's coming to the Carson City Nugget to do a show. And I think our next guest is Molly is back again from Nevada, RSVP, like I said, local show. I think they have a great event coming up that you don't want to. Yeah, they do. Great event you don't want to miss coming up. We like to tell you about these great opportunities to enjoy life, right? Okay. As always, you can text me, 775-884-9910. I really enjoy. I get a kick out of reading your texts. I know I don't really read them on the air. It's just for me. But if you want it read over the air, let me know and I'll do it. Okay, good break for Fox News. See you soon.